Children will exhibit a variety of signals that tell the teacher when it's time to bring out the puppet box. Arguments. When children argue about whose turn it is or who had which toy first, the inevitable power play occurs. Encourage the children to go to the talking table where each will choose a puppet. Make sure there are a variety of choices. The puppets will then discuss what happened, why it happened, what should have happened, and how to prevent it from happening again. When the children become accustomed to this routine, you may find them voluntarily going to the table during a conflict. Try to avoid as much adult interaction as possible to let the young people learn about conflict resolution on their own. Withdrawn behavior. Some children are naturally introverted and avoid the large group experience. They reject circle time, refuse to play a group game, and prefer singular activities like block play to cooperative activities like games. These children respond very well to holding a puppet during these stressful times. By having a hand buddy to share the experience with, the group time becomes less scary. If the child doesn't want to be the only one with a puppet, allow all the other children to choose their own puppets for circle time. Eventually, the withdrawn child may abandon the puppet and join in the group activities with confidence. Separation anxiety. Children who are strongly attached to their primary caregiver have a difficult time transitioning from home to school. Puppets can ease their discomfort in a number of ways. Encourage the child to make a small mommy puppet that fits in a pocket. Carrying this around could make the transition easier. At the door, teachers can approach the child with a puppet that talks about the upcoming day's events. It's easier to respond to a small puppet than it is to a large adult. Finally, provide a puppet for the reluctant child so he or she can talk through the puppet to the teacher's puppet, telling about his or her feelings of anxiety. Change in routine. When a beloved teacher leaves, a best friend moves, or the natural routine is disrupted for any reason, puppets help explain to the children what's happening and how the puppet feels about the situation. Before the teacher leaves, have each child make two puppets, one for the teacher and one for the child. Encourage pretend play where the child's puppet calls the teacher's puppet on the phone and watch wonderful conversations begin. When a friend moves, the children can cooperatively create a puppet that the friend can take to his or her new school. When the routine is disturbed, puppets can explain the situation, making it easier for the children to understand. Injuries. Scrapes, cuts, bumps, bruises, and bug bites are all part of a young child's experience. These cause pain and will necessitate a calming influence. If you keep a nurse puppet near the first aid kit, that puppet can help soothe the injured child. Another nurse puppet attached next to an ice pack will encourage the child to keep the pack in place.